these early years, he expressed a preference for unfavorable subjects. Nietzsche also displayed excellence in the study of religion and of German culture, and graduated in 1864 to move on to the University of Brom, where he became a student of theology and classical philosophy. After one semester, Nietzsche lost his faith and discontinued his studies in theology, transferring shortly afterwards to the University of Leipzig. There he took up the study of philology under Friedrich Wilhelm Ritschl. It was during this period that he was exposed to the works of Schopenhauer, Kant, and Friedrich Albert Langer, the author of History of Materialism. Langer's critique of the philosophies of Kant and the general scientific climate of the time helped to establish a foundation of the materialist perspective in Nietzsche's thought. He later expanded these thoughts to reframe the history of religion in accordance with this view. In 1869, at the age of 24, Nietzsche became the youngest tenured classics professor at the University of Basel in Switzerland. The offer came at a time when he was considering abandoning philology altogether and taking up science as his primary field of study. His perception of the state and of the forces in power is reflected by the fact